Eco Money on Money FM 89.3.
Turning on the tap for a glass of water, turning on your shower, or even switching on your washing machine. These are some of the things that we have the luxury of doing without a second thought, and often we might take for granted. Because did you know that 2.2 billion people around the world still live without safely managed drinking water? And at least half the world's population experiences water scarcity for at least part of the year. Now, World Water Day is celebrated on the 22nd of March, and this year's theme is Water for Peace. UN Water, the UN's interagency coordination mechanism on water and sanitization, leads the way every year. The UN highlights that water is at the heart of adaptation to climate change, serving as the crucial link between the climate system, human society, and the environment. In fact, according to the UN, more than 3 billion people worldwide depend on water that crosses national borders. Yet, only 24 countries have cooperation agreements for all their shared water.
Water flows through every major challenge we see today. Look at droughts, floods, that's caused by climate change. Look at food security, heavily dependent on water and affected by extreme weather. Look at infectious diseases outbreaks. If people don't have access to safe water, toilets, and hand washing facilities, deadly diseases spread more easily. Pollution is also increasing due to a widespread lack of water and sewage treatment. Right now, for billions of people, water is too scarce, too much, or too unsafe to use. At the same time, demand is increasing. Peoples, farms, and factories all rely on this finite resource. We need to work much harder and faster to protect our most precious resource.
That was Alvaro Lario, who's the chair of UN Water. But what about investing in water? Well, there are a number of indexes that look at and track water-linked investment opportunities, such as Dow Jones US Water Index, the S&P Water Utilities Industry Index, S&P Global Water Index, and the ISE Clean Edge Water Index, which is up around 5.3% year to date. The MSCI Global Sustainable Water Index is also a useful tracker of water-related investments. It includes developed and emerging market large, mid, and small cap companies that derive 50% or more of their revenues from products and services in sustainable water. Interestingly, for 2023, it's outperformed the MSCI World Index and the MSCI ACWI Investable Market Index. According to the latest report from MSCI, you're also looking at a dividend yield of 2.05% for the Global Sustainable Water Index and a PE of 28.72 in comparison to a dividend yield of 1.86% and PE of 21.67 for the World MSCI. Taking a look at the top 9 constituents of the MSCI Sustainable Water Index, it's really a global bag. We've got Advanced Drainage Systems in the US, United Utilities Group in the UK, Qatar Electric and Water Company, as well as companies in Saudi Arabia, China, and other markets. Bringing you back home here to Singapore, though, what about investing in water-related stocks? Well, there are a number of utility plays listed with the SGX, such as SIIC Environment and China Everbright Water. China Everbright Water, which brings an annual dividend of around 9.5% to the table, which some market watchers say is above what most companies in the industry pay. But if you have a thirst for physical water, what might you consider? Well, you may be interested in the CME's Nasdaq Veles California Water Index Futures. Nasdaq states these are an innovative tool to provide agricultural, commercial, and municipal water users with greater transparency, price discovery, and risk transfer, which can help to more efficiently align supply and demand. Here's a brief overview from CME Group.
The NQH2O index was launched on October 31st, 2018, at a value of $371.11 per acre foot. The value of the index reflects the volume-weighted average price of water at the source, excluding conveyance costs and losses in the underlying markets after adjusting for idiosyncratic pricing factors specific to each of the eligible markets and transaction types. It is calculated and disseminated once per week and published every Wednesday morning at approximately 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time and represents water leases and sales that occurred Monday through Friday of the prior week. All transactions undergo a rigorous research process through which they are identified, verified, and accepted. The minimum requirements for adding a transaction into Waterlytics are verified, such as price, volume, sale date, water right type, and participating counterparties.
But what are your thoughts? How should water be priced? And how do we find a balance in investing in this precious resource and at the same time ensure a basic and essential need is met? We'll have more for you coming up on the coming episodes of Eco Money, as we'll be speaking with CEOs and founders of water companies. Well, that was Eco Money for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. And if you'd like to find out more or listen to past podcasts, head to the Money FM 89.3 website or the audio app. That's AWEDIO. I'm Rachel Kelly, and I'll be back with you next week for more eco news and views.